going to move as we do at this time to the weather, Yoda.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, since Saturday, the old jet stream up there, that's continued its east-west romp, and I mean that, from Australia right over New Zealand. We have a jet stream leaving. We have another one coming. This is a sequence that's been going on for some time now. And, of course, it tweaks the flow at 500 millibar when it does that. So what we have is a trough over New Zealand at this time, and a quite new, vigorous shortwave on its way Wednesday. Now, the result of all of this finds a surface low over Northland, that's here at Gulf Harbor Radio, up in Opua, Marsden, everywhere. As Trish said, we've got quite a bit of cloud. I'm surprised we don't have rain at the moment. It's about to, for sure. Anyway, the system is weak, but winds from North Cape up to about 30 south, they are northerly quadrant. Now, I think about left over the weekend. Can't remember which
one.
They say whether
they were going to Vanuatu.
Going to Vanuatu. Okay, well, they're going to be, unfortunately, experiencing those winds today. That's a real pain for sailing, but I suppose not a problem if you don't mind tacking or motoring or whatever. The real problem is the second depression that's forming under that vigorous shortwave that I just mentioned. Now, it's going to be mid-Tasman on Wednesday, and that's going to provide, yet again, northerly quadrant winds all the way up to 25 south. Now, Thursday brings its cold front over New Zealand, and that's going to extend all the way to New Caledonia. So those of you that are in New Cal, batten down the hatches for Thursday. We're going to have, if you are on the way to that area, expect 35 knot winds, pretty much on the nose. It's just not good. Not a good time to be leaving, in fact. Now, effects from this depression are also going to affect quite a bit of the island groups, with northwest winds over Tonga, northerly quadrant over Fiji and Vanuatu, and of course the cold front of New Caledonia, which is going to give northwest winds there. Now by Friday, I expect the front to be over Vanuatu, and it is going to extend down to 30 and the dateline. It continues toward the parent low, but if you draw a line at 30 in the dateline and then Vanuatu, that pretty much is what I think the axis of the trough is going to be. So winds on the north side of that are going to be northerlies. However, on the west side of the axis, winds should be westerlies between 25 and 30 south. And then southerlies from New Zealand to 30 south. So anyhow, just taking a look around, weather for Fiji today still involves a weak trough. It's still there. It is more or less running east-west, and it is very slow moving over the group. Showers are probably going to continue today and tomorrow. Not so much tomorrow. Babao in Tonga is still under the bulk of that weak trough. Cloud from the system, though, still affects the Hapais and Tongatapu. In fact, looking at satellite imagery, it looked like a fairly wet band went over Tongatapu early this morning. So elsewhere in the islands, we have an active trough running from the Solomons right to the Santa Cruz Islands, and then on to Fiji, where it joins up with what we'll call, I suppose, the Fiji Trough, which is actually a quasi-stationary front. Now, yet another trough runs through Tuvalu and also Tokelau, always manages to smash up those two groups. Cloud from the system is affecting Rotuma, which, of course, is part of Fiji, and Wallace doesn't get Futuna. It goes on then to the northern Cooks. Moving now back to New Zealand, the weakening low over the North Island, this is today's low that we talked about, that's going to bring 20 knot northeasterlies today. But they will ease later on, probably by lunch. It'll be pretty quiet. And Tuesday and Wednesday, pretty light winds, variable winds as well. Not much chance of a direction at this time, anyhow. But again, that well wrapped up low, that's on its way. So remember that it will be arriving late Wednesday into Thursday. Okay, so back up to the islands now. Conditions at Tonga Tapu this morning were calm. That was at 6 a.m. Scattered cloud at 1600 and broken at 2900 feet. And the barometer 1018. The Hapais reported east southeast 12, scattered at 1700, barometer 1016. And Vavao reported southeast winds 10 knots, a few clouds at 1700, and broken at 12,000 with a barometer of 1016. So my wind forecast today for the group is going to be east southeast winds up to 20 knots. Pretty much the same tomorrow, and actually a little bit stronger on Wednesday. Now, satellite data at 6 a.m. showed southeast 25 knot winds from Vavao all the way down to the Hapais. So the forecast is pretty much in agreement with the actuals from the satellite, which is always nice to see. There is agreement. Okay, on to Fiji. On satellite imagery, that the quasi-stationary front is quite evident, as we anticipated on Saturday. Radar last night, took a look last night, that showed many areas of cloud and rain. This morning, however, most of the activity is more or less to the south. Southern Vilavu, Kindavu, the southern Lau, a lot of cloud, and it looks like potential rain there. Now, the northern area shows broken cloud and also some high thin cloud over the northern Lau. But radar did show scattered showers up there as well. So anyhow, I would suspect that for the rest of today, you can expect scattered showers and mostly moderate southeast winds. Now, the seas are going to be moderate to rough, and that's basically because of the pickup in the winds that we've got. Now, Nandi reported east-southeast 5 knots this morning. They had recent showers, scattered 3,000 feet, and broken at 5,000, barometer 1014. Sabu Sabu, no report, but radar did show recent showers at that point. Suva, east-southeast, about 5 knots. Two layers of broken cloud, 1800 and 4800. Barometer 1014. So my wind forecast for today is actually pretty simple. Taviuni, Takoro, these are all the same. Panua Balabu, Southern Lau, Kindavu, and the Asawas. I'm all forecasting east-southeast winds up to 20. And potential gusts up to 25 knots in all of the areas I mentioned. Now, Vatuira Pass, I know that the one or two boats I think are going to try for the pass today. Expect there east to east southeast a good 25 knots. Now, tomorrow, all of the areas that we're concerned with, east to east southeast winds 15 to 20. And Vatuira, 20 knots east southeast. 20 knots for about 2 hours. So that's Fiji. Vanuatu looks pretty good on satellite imagery, just scattered cloud. The main body of the trough is east of the chain, which is fortunate. So winds from Anishim to Efate, my forecast says southeast winds to 20 knots. North of Efate to the banks, expect areas of 25 to 30. But in close, particularly Santo and Maiwo, not much wind, 10 to 15 knots. In fact, looking even at Aramango, Tana, and even Anishim, right in very, very close, not much wind at all. So what's happening is the hills are just picking up the fairly moderate fresh winds, so that leaves you with not much in close to shore. So again, that's common for these areas. Nukau moving there, scattered cloud, plenty of blue sky. Looks like they had a great weekend. The Southern Lagoon today picks up a bit, southeast 15 to 20. A little bit stronger tomorrow, east-southeast, probably 20 knots for the Southern Lagoon. So that's it from me. I had a scramble this morning. The internet was not in operation. Didn't actually come in till about 6 o'clock. So a bit of a scramble to get the data that we need for this. But anyhow, we wound up getting most of it. So that's it for me. Remember.
Stop.
Yep, the good old
amplifier. Would you just click it before you turn it on? Okay.
It's acting up. I'm just going to quit here. Here's Trish.
What you're doing is talking as you're changing. Okay, is there any questions or comments or anything that anybody wants from the weather? Go ahead, Shaynu, Jonathan. Okay, Wednesday, middle of the week in Vanua Balavu. Check first.
All right, Jonathan, it looks like east-southeast, up to 20 knots there, and that's early in the morning. Hang on. Yeah, that stays. I'm looking at about noontime and also about dinner time. East-southeast, it wants to go east there, but doesn't quite make it, I don't think, according to the model. But don't be surprised if you do get an easterly. So anywhere between there and east-southeast, and again, up to about 20 knots. And whether or not the trough is going to disappear, hard to say. It could still hang about where the cloudy conditions could cause gusts to be a little bit higher than that. But essentially, that's the mean wind. Over.
Oh, and I see from Whistler that there's going to be a yacht race this afternoon in Tonga in celebration of the King's birthday up there in Vavau. So it'll be quite a good sporty yacht race with the winds up there. Anybody else? Go ahead, DeGraham.
We're trying to do the